So let's just relax and breathe. Just take a few seconds here to just stretch and get really comfortable. And breathe and relax and recognize that there's nothing to do now except be here, present in this moment, relaxed and peaceful. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just the opportunity to relax and breathe. And let ourselves get deeply, deeply comfortable. Trusting that this is a safe and wonderful place for us to simply rest for a little while. To take time out of our busy schedules. And just be present within ourselves. I have a quote from Abraham from the Kansas City workshop on September 27th, 1998. And Abraham said, "Start taking pleasure from your inner reality." Most people are approaching this backwards. Most people are saying, "Okay, I want that. And I'm not fulfilled until I get that manifestation." The reason for that promise of manifestation out there to begin with is that it gives you a reason to play the game in the inner reality. It is your imagination. It is the feeling of energy flowing through you that is life. So we're going to take some time in this meditation to play with our inner reality and to see what it's like to take pleasure in our inner reality. So our imaginations are an incredible gift. Take a moment to just appreciate the wonder of imagination. Picture yourself at an amusement park and picture your very favorite ride at that park. And as you approach the ride, you're amazed because you have a ticket and there's no line. Look around you and see who's with you. Are you accompanied by friends? Are there children there? What kind of a day is it? What's the temperature like? What's the time of day? Is it daylight and sunshine, or cloudy or dark in the evening? What picture did your imagination give you of this amusement park? And now get on the ride, accompanied by whoever you've chosen to accompany you, and take the ride. And notice if you've chosen a ride that's soothing or exhilarating. Do you like the rides that are intriguing and mysterious? Or the ones that are joyful and rambunctious? Or the ones that are exploratory and intriguing? Allow yourself to take pleasure in your choice of what ride you wanted to get on. And notice the emotion that this ride engenders within you. And see if you can feel that emotion in this moment. Feel the wonder or the exhilaration or the serenity of the ride you have chosen. Allow yourself to appreciate it. Take a moment and just milk that ride for all it's worth. take pleasure in this particular day, in these particular surroundings. I'm going to change the scene now, but if you'd rather stay at the music at the amusement park and ride that ride again, or ride some other of your favorite rides, or do something else, feel free to go off on your own, for this is your journey and your imagination. But I'm going to suggest right now that we go to a body of water. And notice again, what kind of body of water have you chosen? Is it a lake or the ocean or a river or a creek? Maybe it's a little pond. Take a deep breath and smell the air here. Notice the temperature. And notice that there might be sun on your skin or shade from a tree next to this body of water. What does your skin feel like in this moment as you gaze at this body of water? Take pleasure in your imagination. Of whatever it is you've imagined. And at any time it doesn't feel as pleasurable, feel free to change it. You could easily go from getting into a sailboat on a quiet lake to getting into a raft going down a whitewater river, or getting onto a cruise ship to cruise through the Mediterranean. Or simply diving in to swim somewhere you really love to swim. You have the opportunity to use your imagination to explore this body of water in whatever way makes your heart sing. Now imagine someone special has invited you to dinner at their house. Could be a family member or a friend. Could be a coworker or some other person that you know. And you feel honored to be invited. Imagine this dinner. Is it a big party with lots of guests or an intimate dinner for two by candlelight? What's the home like and the table where you sit to eat? Imagine something that brings you pleasure. Take pleasure in the people that you're with. Take pleasure in the beauty of the surroundings. Take pleasure in the terrific food that's being served, that's just to your palate. This is your imagination. It doesn't matter what you like to eat. You can imagine it being served. Your very favorite dishes. And you can imagine scintillating conversation and wonderful bursts of laughter. Perhaps some lovely music in the background. Maybe even a lovely walk in the garden before dessert is served on the patio. Take pleasure in what you are seeing and hearing and experiencing in this lovely evening's event. It is good to be you. It is good to be here. And it's wonderful to use your imagination to milk good feeling places and good feeling thoughts. To just be present with the joy of life. And now let's imagine a joyful reunion with someone that you love that you haven't seen in a while. Imagine coming around a corner and seeing this beloved face. This person is so precious to you. How do you greet them? Do you hug them or kiss them or shake hands with them? Is there anything you've been dying to tell them? What would you like to do with them on this reunion day? Do you want to just sit where you are and have a long conversation? Or is there something you've wanted to show them that you can take them on a tour? Now let's imagine it's our birthday. And some special friends or family members, people that we care about, are having a party for us. Imagine what the perfect party for you would be. Would it be a surprise party? Where you walk in and you just see faces you didn't expect to see? Or would it be a special event where people have been invited for a long time, maybe gotten dressed up and come and play someplace special? Maybe it would be a casual picnic in the park. What would this wonderful birthday party feel like, where everybody's celebrating your life? Notice what it feels like to feel loved and appreciated. To have one person after another come up to you and tell you how much they value your presence in their lives and how grateful they are that you were born. Thank you for being. It is a gift to know you. I feel blessed by your presence in my life. Notice what other people say, and take pleasure in their appreciation and their desire to spend time with you. If it feels good, notice the decor and the food and the surroundings. Allow yourself to feel loved. And now imagine you're throwing a party for someone else. Someone who's very precious to you. Could be a child or other relative. It could be a friend. Could be someone from your past that you haven't seen in 30 years. Let your imagination run wild and choose somebody, maybe even somebody unlikely, to throw a party for. Could even be someone you don't know. And imagine they would be honored that you are choosing to have a party for them. Take pleasure in imagining the delight of this person, that you are celebrating them. You're eager for your company and honored to be blessed in this way. Imagine so much love flowing. People delighting in this person that you've chosen to celebrate. And basking in the beauty of watching someone you care about have a really good time because of the effort that you made. Our time for this meditation is soon to be over. And as people cheer in the background, we know we've done a really good job in our imagination so far. They're admiring how fertile our imaginations are. So let's allow our fertile imaginations to run free for another minute or two. In the final time that we have to take pleasure in our inner reality, knowing that we always take pleasure in our internal reality. So I invite you to come back into your body a little more, just stretching a little bit and getting comfortable once again in your chair, taking a deep breath or two. And giving your wonderful mind and your fertile imagination some thanks and appreciation for their capacity to give us pleasure. And for our capacity to focus in ways that can give us pleasure internally, to free us from our dependence on outside conditions, and to allow ourselves to bask in the beauty of internal conditions that we create ourselves. I invite you to exercise your imagination a little bit extra this week and find ways to pleasure yourself through your internal reality. So stretch and relax and move and smile. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.